Radia.
This is Kathy Inouye from CKUT in Montreal, and you are about to hear a remixing of Glenn Gould's audio documentary, The Idea of North. Gould, a famous Canadian pianist, produced this documentary for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in the 1960s. It has since become an iconic piece of Canadiana and is widely regarded as groundbreaking for its use of audio collage. Perhaps the most interesting thing about this piece is that he didn't interview a single Inuit person, so I thought it was high time to remix it. I hope you like it.
This is Glenn Gould. And this program is called The Idea of North. Yet, like all but a very few Canadians, I've had no real experience of the North.
And I was always looking for a polar bear or some seals that I could spot, but unfortunately, there were none. And as we flew along the east coast of Hudson's Bay,
when you're living in the big city in the south,
as you go, when you say this tree,
I don't know why you fail in your relations with
because it just seemed endless. We seemed to be going into nowhere.
Those people who do play. In the north, you feel it's so big, it's so vast, it's so immense, you care so little.
The kind of person who goes to the north is rather odd. Sometimes you'll find yourself, rather pathetically perhaps, persuading yourself that this is great.
Perhaps I'm a bit cynical, but I don't go for this kind of stuff.
Okay.
I would also suggest people get your headphones.
Hey there.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. It's Joanne.
I'm Chantal.
Jan from Texas.
Kelly Broadway calling.
This is a message about... The idea of...
The North.
And I personally have never experienced the North.
I don't really know because I've never been there.
I've never really been up there, but I've always wanted to go.
This is my idea of North.
Okay, so this is my idea of the North. It's white and it's cold. And it's usually very quiet.
I guess my idea of the North is a place where I really don't want to go and never imagine going.
What a depressing winter it was. And, you know, people had to drink to get through it, basically.
Dans ma tête, en tout cas, je vois des grandes étendues de neige, préférablement. Le silence, ou en fait, le fait que la neige absorbe le silence, le bruit, donc ça fait aussi, ça me fait penser aux aurores boréales. Ben, en fait, c'est tout l'imaginaire scandinave, là, du nord, là, avec les des gnomes, etc.
Frozen, hard, opaque. Probably very dirty with all the pollution around.
There's all these ideas of like mystery around the North, but I don't really think of it like that.
Well, the North to me is a mix of freedom and imprisonment. The beauty of the North is astounding, as is its history.
I want to go because I have the idea that it is free, more free, less suffocating.
I imagine it's quite beautiful, you know, with the seasons and really long days and then sometimes really long nights in the winter.
You know, I'd be able to make snow angels every day.
Miners, tundra, rocks, ice and snow. Beautiful rugged landscapes and
lots of people cramped into houses that are in not great condition, and the cost of general goods just being so very, very high.
For me, like when you talk about a foreign place as an integral part of your identity, it's like a part and parcel of colonialism, you know?
Stories about what they called third world living conditions in the First Nations community there.
Nice, strong and warm people.
Wherever people gather, it's really very special.
Huddled together.
in the cold winds. Those are like, you know, very special centers of like warmth and life.
And enjoying the sunshine when it comes.
I mean, just to have like a human being, right, come into contact with another human being. I think people are more grateful for that in the north.
Mentality too is different. Time seems to slow in the long winter days, but pass too fast during the short summer.
I think that's a long enough message. So take care. Bye.
Sorry, mates. Take care, and maybe see you around soon. Cheers.
That's my idea of north. Okay, Kathy, maybe we should bike up north and play the tuba up north or something. Bye.
I think I'm over time. Anyway, that's enough. Okay.
End of message. End of message. To reply to it, press 8.
The first thing I think of is gravel. Huge expanses of gravel in island form with almost no vegetation. But it's also ocean, most notably frozen ocean. And the ocean piled up pure white. But if you look into the depths and the cracks of these ice piles, it's the most brilliant blue turquoise color you can possibly imagine. Huge expanses of tundra, of grassland, boggy, peat grassland with ponds.
The exercise was paused as a trio of CF-18 fighter jets flew overhead.
Mounted a Yukon research project, started wondering about the future of Whitehorse, started looking at the future of the Yukon, then from there the future of the North, the future of North America, and the future of the world. I sort of kind of stopped there.
The Metalbank project in the Nunavut Territory of Canada is one of Agnico Eagle's largest mines. It has more than 3.5 million ounces of gold in reserves, with tremendous potential for more.
The Arctic is opening up.
That ocean space is opening.
Climate change is making the Northwest Passage from Europe to Asia an increasing reality, and opening an area rich in minerals, oil and gas, to commercial exploitation.
Well, Russia and Canada are neck and neck in a race for the Arctic's rich resources.
Well, there has certainly been an increase in military activity in the Arctic in the last few years, but that is from a very low level.
The first gold mine to be built in that far north in that part of the world. They've started their mill. To see what they've done up there. The tonnages and grades are all meeting expectations.
Developments they've done,
and it will be a great job they've done in building this major producing mine.
The Arctic is a huge area and apparently doesn't belong to any country.
Both Russia and Canada remain firm at their stances.
Quite an attractive area.
It's thought to hold up to 20% of the world's untapped resources of gas and oil.
And so we'll go into the Arctic.
National resources.
Can you give me and our viewers some sort of idea of the scale of the resources under that ice? And of course, every year with global warming, it's becoming thinner and thinner, and that's the whole point. It's easy to get to, I guess. Is it ever likely to become a real rival, say, to the Middle East or Russia as an energy supplier in years to come?
Opening with an amphibious landing by troops at Apex Beach,
the exercise had its soldiers searching for a downed aircraft, hunting an enemy submarine, and dealing with a mock explosion at the fuel tank farm that supplies all of the calories to power.
We observed the submarine hunt.
The submarine was actually Canada's only seaworthy submarine purchased used from the British.
Compare the $720 million to be spent on one new heavy icebreaker versus the $50 million recently allotted to the development in all three Arctic territories, and you have a good idea of where the money is going.
Now, this was a fairly ghastly experience. The whole experience was rather frustrating and disagreeable. Of course, it may have been bad. And this sort of diminishes you. And then you think, my God, I am here. I've got here. I live here. I live, I breathe, I walk, I laugh.
You may have gone north and got away, and you find yourself far closer to ever been in your life. You're excluding the rest of the world from understanding. And you've made your own world of these other people.
I remember I was up in the cockpit, and I was forever looking out, left and right.
It isn't long before, well, we've heard what he has to say.
And 510 miles away north.
And the north has remained for me a convenient place to spin tall tales about, and in the end, avoid.
I must be out of my mind to come to this place.
It's a traumatic experience. I feel awe.
They didn't think it was a country for a woman, especially for a sick.
Why, for the first time, did I know?
The wide open spaces concept isn't quite what it's cracked up to. I felt cooped in the wide open spaces. Dangerous, for instance, for getting lost.
The whole experience is rather frustrating and disagreeable.
Have you really made your peace with these other people, or?
A long, terrible, trying thing.
Anyhow, the whole thing was a shambles and a mess.
The metaphorical significance literally.
So I'll try to make this very brief. Ready? It's always interesting to visit the north. North for us is referring above the Arctic Circle. There are approximately 26 communities in the territory of Nunavut. Nunavut means our land. There are four official languages spoken in the territory. The languages are Inuktitut, which the majority of the Inuit use. The other is the Inuit Nuktitut, which the western part of the Nunavut uses, and other two are English and French. Also, there are beautiful scenic sites. The icebergs just adds to a spectacular scene that just takes your breath away. This just adds to a perfect sensation of relief and relaxation to your mind and body, and a memory to keep for a lifetime. The North is not busy at all compared to the southern part of Canada. The pace is 10 times slower and you feel more relaxed and less stressed. North for me is my home, my environment, and the land is unsoiled. I feel fortunate to live in the North as it has so much to offer.
Okay, this is May 23rd. We're in Resolute Bay, and we're at the Flow Edge. Been asking questions about climate change to Inuit elders, their knowledge.
Ten years, anigoksima dakti. Udzirilona oksima gakku. Tamani, October mi. Kangatuni, agluni, natti kasapatala oksima gatta. Mandali, kiseni, November mi. Pinaksin mate.
Oyakku fungakulu. June mi, July mi. Pigatka, July mi. Ano nga oksima yata dinego. Ikulere naktumini yata fungangutonga.
Upin na wanita The old woman
is mad.
Oh, can you sing another song?
It's called A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. I don't know what's that.
Like a few years after that, I would go back and forth from Iqaluit and Montreal just a few times. And yeah, I mean, some really good memories of it. Like, obviously, it's a lot colder than down here. It's a great community to live in. Surrounded by a lot of relatives, a lot of loving relatives. So. When I went to elementary school there for a year, in Nanook Elementary, it was a wonderful experience. All the kids were like, I was like, remember they would always, teachers would always argue over me just to be on their soccer team. Because I was such a good goalie up there, you know. Great being on the land, great being on a skidoo. Miss it a lot. In fact, I'm going back there come springtime. And my big brother's gonna pay for my fare.
Nunavik. I grew up there until I was 7. And then came to Montreal. My grandmother, she asked me if I wanted to go to a different town, which is here in Montreal. It's a small community, and I like that town. And say, when I started coming here, it's like different, it's like noisy, no traffic. Only airplanes. It's like really quiet. The landscape is. I know there's water. There's not. I don't think there's any trees. There's blueberries. I know there's some fishes. I know there's no trees though. You know, like the grass. Shells, you know, the little shells, like in the sea, like lots of it. Like one time there's like a little mountain of shells. Different colors of the houses.
Inuit existence was dependent partly on each member of the encampment being able to, at the very least, get up on their own 2 feet, walk across the jagged tundra to follow the moving caribou so everyone could eat. So we adopted an effective means of excising inefficient limbs from the family tree that saw the aged floating on ice pans and insolent sons turned away to find their own path. through the cruel Arctic days. This isn't a tradition we should reprise as it slides snugly into its place in the still mostly unwritten Inuit histories, but it has a related convention that's made its way down into unofficial, modern Inuit custom. If you've walked downtown Montreal, you've seen it. And in Ottawa, the spring thaw brings about the re-emergence in earnest of the panhandling Eskimos downtown between the mall and King Edward on Rideau Street. Whether those people are a nuisance isn't a question to me, because I have to ask if they're friends of the family.
Damn.
Message. You've been listening to a remixing of The Idea of North by Glenn Gould. Some of the music you've been listening to has been provided by DJ Matt Eskimo and also by Joey and Lucasy from the Intertribal Youth Center. Some of the ambient sounds were recorded by Nim Yoganathan and can be found on the Inukchuak sound map. You also heard a short spoken word piece by Moshe Folger. Thank you for listening. This is Kathy Inouye from CKUT in Montreal.
Radio.